What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 28 of the Tucson Pinball Podcast. I almost said Tucson Pinburg Podcast, but it is Pinburg. 2018 tickets went on sale yesterday morning at noon Eastern, and they sold out in 45 seconds, according to the show organizer. So I don't have one. That's right. I'm on the waiting list, just like most of the people from Tucson that I know. I think it's, what is it, 2 of 6 that I know that we're trying to go from Tucson. I'm going to jump in right here real quick with a little post-edit update because I was wrong. And let's see. So we have 3 people that got in and 3 people that are on the waiting list from Tucson. So we've got David V, Ben's friend. We have Derek and we have Matt C. And then on the wait list, we have Ben, myself, and Dave B. Got tickets, and the rest of us are on the wait list. So how's that going to end up going? Well, I tried the refresh thing, and it didn't work. Actually, I had... So here's how it went. Unless you got a ticket, or unless you actually went through the process, it's kind of a mad dash, right? So you refresh the ticket page, and up until that point, it was saying Pinburg tickets were not available, not available, not available. At 10 o'clock my time, you hit refresh, and boom, it said sold out. Wait, what? I thought there's 840 tickets, right? You know? And I wasn't refreshing like every 5 minutes. I was refreshing every many seconds. And so it was kind of weird. And so I was refreshing a few times over that just to see if, you know, maybe something would time out or whatever. And over the course of time, there was one instance where it said, instead of saying sold out, it went from how many do you want? And there was a drop down. It said 0. The drop down said would let me get 1. And so I changed the drop down. And then as soon as I said check out or order, whatever the button at the bottom is, it said there are no tickets available. Ah, son of a gun. So the way this works is you have 15 minutes to check out once you put something in your cart. So I waited, and you know, around the 10:15 mark, and was refreshing prior to that, obviously. Every, I don't know, 30, 45 seconds I would refresh. And so around the 10:15 to 10:20 mark, I kept refreshing a little bit more frequently and just kind of, you know, I was chatting. I have a dual screen setup on my computer I was using. So I was on Facebook on the other side talking with a group message with a lot of the Tucson friends. And so, yeah, I was just saying, hey, who got tickets? Because I didn't. And so Dave from our group did not. Ben from our group did not. I was trying to get a ticket for him because he was on an airplane. And but Derek did. Matt also got a ticket. I was chatting with him separately. And I was like, hey, if you didn't get one, get on the wait list because you might, you know, it'll cycle through pretty quickly. And he's like, I got one. I was like, dude, nice. So Matt was on the spot as well this morning. And yeah, so there was at least one from Phoenix that I found out got a ticket right away. Tracy got a ticket for Mark. And then John Schoppel was actually able to get in around the 10:15 mark when somebody had timed out their checkout process. And so he was able to get one, which, so that's awesome. I have no idea who else did and did not get one from the Phoenix area. I'm sure I'll be looking over the wait list once that comes out to see who all I recognize from this state and what order we all have on that wait list. So I was doing a little research this morning, and because the day of, I was kind of looking over stuff saying, hey, you know, because there was comments like right off the bat, people right at 10 o'clock, well, 10 o'clock my time, so let's just say 12 Eastern, right on the money, people were saying in the comments section, because there's a comments section that's tied to Facebook, so it's really not that hard to log in and be able to comment on it. They're like, is something broken? Because it never even said anything was available at all. It just went from not available to sold out. And that's when the PAPA officials came in and said, yeah, sold out in 45 seconds, and people were claiming to be refreshing at various different rates, and it just didn't work out, I guess. I don't know. So it's a popular event. 840 tickets in 45 seconds, and we'll see what shakes out in the next few days. Coming up in the next few days is when they have said, per some of the forum posts, that they'll be kind of filtering through all the waitlist requests, because apparently that's a manual process that they have to go through, and you know, any duplicates or whatever, people that got a ticket that also put on the waitlist potentially. I don't know why you do that, but you know, people are people, and I don't put anything past anything, because you know, you'll see it all. So yeah, we'll see what happens in the next few days. Hopefully they'll put up the waitlist in the next few days, and hopefully I'll be number one, maybe. But yeah, outside of that, it's quite the frenzy. So this is just going to be a short little episode. Not really a whole lot to talk about. Just wanted to say hi from the waitlist. And if you got your tickets, congratulations. If you're on the waitlist just like me, hopefully you get in as well. If you're not interested in going to Pinburg, that's cool too, I guess. You know, it's fun. So anyways, that's kind of it. And yeah, so episode 28 in the books. Under 6 minutes. Party on!
Party on, Wayne!
Party on, Garth!
It's Wayne's World! Wayne's World! Party time! Excellent!